It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being here. We appreciate you regardless of where you might be listening. People at work, people at home, people relaxing, people chilling, people multitasking. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. We're here. We get started every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, he's in New York City. Tonight, we got Thursday Night Football. We got the Seattle Seahawks getting ready to take on the Arizona Cardinals. We got two teams that are 2-1. Pretty much a toss-up anytime these two squads get together. I'm going to go ahead and take the Cardinals at home. I mean, is Sam Darnold going to throw an interception? Likely. Is Kyler Murray going to run around for his life looking like he's in his backyard? Likely. It should be an entertaining matchup. These are two average teams. You put two average teams together, things can look good real soon, okay? I expect this to be a fun game to watch, okay? We got more to get into. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Mark Ryan from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We got to talk about what the heck is going on with the Tigers. Okay, because they blew it, okay? They looked like they were going into the postseason, looked like they were going to have a lot of success, and then poof, it all kind of just disappeared. It's bad, okay? The Guardians came and jumped right ahead. We'll talk to Mark Ryan about them and even get his thoughts on what's going on with the Pistons. Maybe they'll look good this season. So we got so much more to do, so much to get into. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can listen live, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you use the internet for good, bad, everything in between, you can find me on social media. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief, everywhere. You know, we got the majority of the quarterbacks in the NFL are mediocre. You know, tonight, we'll see two mediocre quarterbacks. I know what Sam Darnold did last year, but overall, throughout the course of his career, he's pretty much just been average. Kyler Murray, despite expectations in his physical prowess of being able to run and throw, and despite his size, pretty diminutive for a quarterback, quite the athlete, I would say that he's pretty up and down. He's pretty average. Yeah, he can make a Pro Bowl and be exciting, but nobody's putting him in the upper echelon of quarterbacks. And the NFL is filled with these guys. There's very few that crack the top five. Very few that get into that top tier. You know, right now we know what it is. It's the Josh Allens, the Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons of the world. You think back, just sticking in the 2000s, very few. It's like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. It's the top of the top, and then you have everybody else. Simple as that. And so tonight we have a decent matchup. And it is just crazy to me. Some of the comments that we received just a couple of hours ago before we got on air. I want to tell you about a quarterback who's he's also in the middle of the road right now. We have to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, we know Tua. Making $212 million. We know about the Miami Dolphins, 0-3. We know about their head coach, Mike McDaniel, about to get fired at any moment, anytime. Damn it, he might be fired as soon as Monday. The next game for the Miami Dolphins, where they have a chance, where they have an opportunity to go out and win, is Monday night. Monday night football against the New York Jets. Everybody will have a chance and an opportunity to see him. I mean, America will make fun of the Jets. America will go out here and make fun of the Dolphins. And, if the Dolphins lose, well, Mike McDaniel might be out of a job the next day. And Tua's been pedestrian this year. 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, We know Tyreek Hill, what he's at. He has now one pass that's going over 30 yards. It's just a disaster in Miami. And so Tua has been criticized. He's been criticized a lot. I mean, let's be real. He was criticized coming into the NFL. He's too small. He's injury prone. He's coming off of that hip surgery. And he's lasted through all of that. I mean, he's actually dealt with worse. Tua Tagovailoa has had to answer so many questions about his concussions. I mean, he's one bad hit away from just having to walk away from the NFL completely. Man, we've seen Tua walk into NFL playoff games and cold weather cities, and we've seen him wither and fall apart. A lot of the criticism that he has received is justified. And so Cam Newton, former NFL MVP, guy who took his team to the Super Bowl, team went 15-1, threw 30-plus touchdowns, ran for 10-plus rushing touchdowns, won a Heisman, won a national championship. I know Cam Newton, pretty controversial in some of his words today. Even playing in that Super Bowl, not diving on a fumble, pretty controversial. Pouting after the fact, pretty controversial. When he was at his peak, you couldn't take anything away from Cam Newton. Nothing. Cam Newton was on First Take, and he said that Tua, he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder right now. It's like he's going with the flow. He doesn't care. It's kind of just like whatever. He's like he's not concerned. Now, Tua Tagovailoa was asked about this criticism from Cam Newton, because if you're a media member, what do you want? You want a story. And so a member asked him, hey, did you hear what Tua had to say about you? Or excuse me, did you hear what Cam Newton had to say about you? I want you to hear this response from Tua Tagovailoa. It's a little confusing.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So
does Tua know he was asked about Cam Newton? Does Tua know he was asked about Cam Newton and not just some bum off the street? Does Tua know that these comments were made by Cam Newton and not just some backup quarterback in the NFL? We know what happened with Cam Newton's career. This guy was shot out of a cannon, took his team to a postseason, took him to the Super Bowl, 4 years after he was drafted? Most teams wish that that was the case. And we know the way he played the game, the injuries certainly caught up to him. He was a bulldozer out there at quarterback. Cam Newton was bigger than some of the defensive ends and linebackers who were trying to go out there and bring him down. And his body paid for it. Body paid for it. And so now he's done. He's out of here. Second successful career now in media with his podcast now on ESPN. Good for Cam Newton. But what the heck is going on with Tua Tagovailoa? Did this man, well, I know the answer. Did he bump his head? The answer is yes. Was he paying attention to the question? Maybe not. But he just sounds ridiculous. That's not the response that you give. Hey, Tua, did you hear what Cam Newton had to say about you? Do you have a response to that? No. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Done. Finished. Keep it moving. That's it. Does Tua Tagovailoa lack media training? Like he outside of, you know, responding to a quote from Cam Newton, don't even do it. Why are you opening yourself up for criticism? He opened up a gigantic can of worms that makes him look nuts. He's answering back to a quarterback who's accomplished more than he already has, who was a better player than he already is. And his response is just to say, well, yeah, anybody can play quarterback. Anybody could sit around with a clicker. Cam Newton is not just anybody. And what really sucks, this is like the second consecutive week that Tua has said something just out of this world. Remember they played the Bills last week, and God bless them. They played them to a good game. It was an entertaining matchup. It was a better game and closer than people thought last Thursday. But before the game started, Tua said something else crazy about a guy who won an MVP, and Josh Allen. This is one of his contemporaries. This is a guy who's in the league right now. And Tua Tagovailoa basically was asked about Josh Allen, and he said, well, he can do things that I can't even listen to this nonsense.
He's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that.
If I was a member of the Dolphins, like if I played on the Dolphins, forget Tyreek Hill. We know Tyreek Hill is basically done and through with everybody there. If I was Jalen Waddle, I would look at that and just go, the hell is my quarterback talking about? What is this guy saying? Like, where is his confidence? And does he care? I mean, the point that Cam Newton made on First Take was that Tua doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, that he's making all of this money and he doesn't seem like there's a sense of urgency to turn things around. He's saying ridiculous things. I'm not half as good as that guy. And anybody could have a critique. And maybe Tua Tagovailoa has taken too many hits to the head. Maybe Tua Tagovailoa has. Let me tell you something. When this contract is done, maybe before it's over, Tua's going to be a backup soon as well. I'm not giving Tua Tagovailoa another more than what? A year? Maybe two max of being a starter in the NFL. Because his attitude right now, his responses, how he plays, is he galvanizing anybody? Is Tua leading anybody? The answer is no. Who wants to follow that guy? Who wants to go into a locker room with a player who thinks that, hey, the guy on the other side, I'm not as good as him. He can do things that I can't. Well, you don't say that, bro. You don't say that. It doesn't matter if you're thinking it. Keep it to yourself. I'm supposed to have confidence in you if you don't even believe in yourself. You know, folks who have the most success, people who have a lot of success in life, you know what happens typically? They go out and they do great things for themselves. People help them out. People follow them. People want to lend a helping hand. They galvanize. They kind of get people going. Tua Tagovailoa is helping to get people fired. God bless him. Mike McDaniel came in, showed him love, sprinkled some magic dust on him. They had one of the more dynamic offenses that we've seen in years. Good for them. You got the speedsters out there and Waddle and also Hill and Achan. Good for y'all. Cat is out the bag now. McDaniel can't fix it. Tua is just seeming like just a regular ass quarterback at this point, and nobody wants to be there. Could you imagine living and working in Miami and then just not having fun? Tyreek Hill left Kansas City, wanted to chase the money, wanted to find success in Miami. Now he doesn't even want to be there. Tua Tagovailoa, man. Somebody dropped this dude on the head. You know, Botcher, I'm telling you, this is, I sound sick, I sound mean. I'm here for a good story. I want to see the Jets, and Justin Fields, it looks like he's probably going to play on Monday night. I want to see the Jets beat the Dolphins because I want to see a good train wreck. That's it. I want to see what happens the next day because I think if they get beat up by the Jets bad enough, Mike McDaniel will get fired. People are going to start looking at Tua like, hey, your days are numbered. And Tyreek Hill is going to be begging to leave any day now. I hope this happens on Monday.
But the issue with that is, like, even if it's a train wreck, I don't think it'll collapse right away. I think they're delusional enough to keep it for, let's say, another four games because they think they can turn it around. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And by the time it's already more than 6 feet under, they're going to be even worse.
No. I think Mike McDaniel, he's cooked. He knows he's on borrowed time. Everybody knows he's on borrowed time. When you have to start answering questions about your own job security, and we are one game in and two games in and three games in, and now you head into a primetime matchup. Yeah. If the Jets whoop that ass bad enough, I'm talking about major whooping, he's gone the next day. You know, Stephen Ross lives in New York City. Yeah, he owns the Dolphins, owns the Dolphins. He owns half of the west side of Manhattan. He's not going to be for the you-know-what. Okay, maybe even Greer gets the boot. I hope it happens. I want to see the Jets whoop on him, but it is the New York Jets. I guess at this point in time, with the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins, misery loves company. There used to be a point in time where the Jets would take on the Dolphins and the poor Jets would have to look opposite, you know, Dan Marino. But those days are long, long gone. And Tua, well, I don't think his days in Miami are long. Mike McDaniel, his days in Miami aren't long. And Tyreek Hill, we know he's definitely eventually going to be gone. Tua, stop talking. Take the microphone away from him. Be Bill Belichick in the microphone. Do that. That'd be a good idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And you know what? Speaking of microphones, we're going to have a conversation with someone very familiar with a microphone. You can hear him on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, Michigan. We're going to be joined by Mark Ryan. What the heck happened with these Detroit Tigers? And then we'll talk about some positivity. Maybe there's some good news coming with the Pistons. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a few days left in the Major League Baseball regular season. We've talked about MVP races. We've talked about World Series competitors. There's a lot to discuss. Home runs are flying all over the place. But one thing we have to spend some time on is a team that looked like that they were on a run. A team that I had people calling me up going, hey, you got to talk about them. You got to talk about them. They're great. They're great. They're great. And they've suffered a historic collapse. They still have an opportunity to turn things around. I do not expect it. But joining us right now to talk about the Detroit Tigers and maybe some positive things in Detroit with the Lions, maybe also the Pistons, is someone that you can hear on the weekends here on the Infinity Sports Network, sometimes throughout the course of the week. And you also catch him all the damn time on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Joining us right now is Mark Ryan. Mark, how are you, man?
My friend, JR, first time, long time. Great to be on with you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Certainly a very, very familiar voice. Things aren't good in Detroit right now. 184 days in first place, and Tigers collapse 15.5 game. Is it just injuries? What the hell happened with the Tigers, man?
You know what, JR? It is a total system shutdown. It is a total system failure. Every single part of a franchise that could go wrong has gone wrong. I'll give you an example. The ERA through July 8th in baseball was number one. Since then, it's been 27. How do you explain that? Why does that happen? The offense was fourth in Major League Baseball, runs per game on that particular day, July 8th. It's been 13th since then. How do you explain that? You know, some fans here in Detroit have said water is finding its level and they're regressing to the mean, but JR, this is a team that from July 1st of last year to July 1st of this year went 101-61. That's a 162-game sample size. So you tell me they had a 99.8% chance to miss the playoffs last year and they made it. They had a 99.9% chance to win the division this year and they blew it. How do you make any sense of this?
Yeah, what is that? Is that the baseball gods or is that just a little bit of karma, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's this kind of stuff, and this is what I'm going to be talking about on my local show tonight. This is the reason why the country doesn't take us seriously, why the country doesn't take Detroit seriously, because we are susceptible to that. On any sort of footnote or asterisk or punchline, the answer is always Detroit. 0-16 Detroit. Biggest blown lead, Detroit. Most consecutive games lost in the NBA, Detroit. Why is it always Detroit?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. You talk about making the postseason. They made it last year. And there's still a chance for them to make it this year. But to think that they've been to the postseason once in almost a decade is just kind of It's mind-numbing. What do you think about their chances? Have fans in Detroit already kind of shut the door on this team, being that they're in this, what, 8-9-game losing streak right now?
Yeah, well, you know what, JR? They've got to decide that they want to be in it first. The fan base is somewhat split on that. I'd say probably 80% want them to be in it. 20% are furious that the president of baseball operations did very little at the trade deadline, and they feel like, you know what, if the Tigers make the playoffs, the president will be justified in having done nothing. So they actually want them to miss it. But right now, top of the seventh inning, they actually lead the Guardians 4-1. What does a win here mean? A win here means it's back to being a tie for the AL Central lead. The Guardians hold the tiebreaker. The Guardians finish with 3 against the Rangers, who are out of it. The Tigers have to go to Boston, who are still fighting for playoff positioning and seeding. So, you know, the reality, and you're also competing with Houston. Yeah, you're a game up on Houston, and you have the tiebreaker on Houston. So you just need to finish tied with Houston. If Detroit goes on to win this game tonight, there'll still be a game up on Houston with the tiebreaker. With 3 to go, you just can't lose by 2 games in that final stretch. So the Astros face the Angels. If they sweep the Angels, you got to go 2-1 against Boston. You got to win the series. And that's what we're looking at right now.
Mark Ryan is joining us from 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. You can also hear him here on the Infinity Sports Network. I know it might be premature. This is going to have to bear out over the next several days and maybe a little bit longer than that. What are some of the offseason implications if things don't end well, regardless of whether they make the postseason?
Well, you know, to me, and I'm curious how you feel about this, JR. Like, there are certain things in life that you can't come back from. In relationships, for me, those are cheating, abuse, or drugs. If any of those three exist, I can't. There's nothing I can do. That relationship is over. We've reached the stage of irreconcilable differences. I think if you choke away the biggest lead in Major League Baseball history, I think you've got to blow it up, because I think there is permanent brain damage there. If you make the playoffs, what I think this team needs is to actually go get Alex Bregman this time. They need a starting pitcher. They need a reliever. But that's doable. You can get a reliever, a starting pitcher, and one bat in an offseason. But to me, if you blow this the whole way through, this is the kind of damage that you saw in Houston with David Carr. Good quarterback, played behind the worst offensive line in NFL history, and always heard footsteps. He had brain damage from playing behind that line. Hopefully not literally, but definitely figuratively. And I think these guys, should they complete this choke job, I would press the reset button completely, JR.
Wow, Mark Ryan here with us, 97.1 The Ticket. You talk about this choke job. Can we count on the Ilitch family? We've seen them open up the checkbook in the past, not all that, not to everybody. Are they going to throw around money like that?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Their average payroll ranking out of 30 teams with Chris Ilitch has been 21st out of 30 teams. His father, before he passed away, JR, it was 6th out of 30 teams. So fans here are upset about that, but I would caution you. You know, the Guardians are 25th ranked payroll. The Brewers are 23rd. Those are division leaders right now. The Tigers tried. They offered Alex Bregman 6 years and $171.5 million, $29 million a year. He took $40 million a year from Boston. So I am more patient and cautiously optimistic than the rest of the fan base is. Fan base here feels like the ownership needs to prove to them that they're going to spend money.
Well, you know what, Mark? Let's get off of these Tigers. We got to see, you know, what they'll do over the next several days and maybe over the next week. Let's talk about something positive, at least the Detroit Lions right now. You talk about a history of being bad. We know that they've been able to turn things around over the past several years under Dan Campbell. Sometimes he's gambling a little too much for my liking. But a good start, a good win on Monday against the Baltimore Ravens. And the Detroit Lions expected to compete for a playoff spot and maybe do a little bit more than that. What are your thoughts on what this team can do so they don't feel like they're just on a treadmill?
JR, you and I just may have stumbled on something. You and I seek a patent or a trademark on this together. Can we seek a patent or a trademark on Dan Gamble? What do you say?
Oh, Gambling Dan.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, man. I'll make the calls to the trademark office tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, call USTPO. I don't know how long they'll take, but you can call them. You may be on hold for about 8 hours.
Hey, I figure if Anthony Davis can patent the unibrow, we can patent Dan Gamble, man. That's what I'm rolling with.
Hey, let's do it.
That was a get well win. You know, it was unbelievable to me here in Detroit the number of locals that wanted to pack it up, pack it in, let me begin to look at the offseason after 1 week against the Green Bay Packers. You have two new coordinators. You have three new starters on the offensive line. This is a team that doesn't play anybody in the preseason. Perhaps they should, but don't you think it might take a few weeks to get these guys going? The way this city feels about this team did a complete 180 with the performance on Monday night. Now, I think, you know, Baltimore, boy, that's it. I'm sure you've been talking about this, too. It's like, does the loser of that game miss the playoffs this weekend, Kansas City and Baltimore? The problem is they play no defense whatsoever, and they've spent way too much in terms of draft picks and in terms of salary cap on that side of the ball to be as porous as they are. But the Lions had their best defensive game against Baltimore, 7 sacks against Lamar Jackson. That's unheard of. And the offensive line is beginning to gel, a very welcome sign.
No, Mark, you bring up, pack it up. You bring up House of Pain. The things definitely be a House of Pain for the Lions. Do you have faith in Mr. Jared Goff that he could help deliver a championship to the Lions?
I do, because you consider the quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls. Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer has won a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl when he couldn't throw the ball 15 yards down the field anymore and had terrible stats. So does more need to be right on your team for Jared Goff to win a Super Bowl? Probably. I upset everybody here, JR, because I tell them anytime they'll listen that the Rams won the Jared Goff trade. If they have the ring, that's all that matters.
Yep.
You can tie them with one ring. You can beat them with two rings. But I do think Jared Goff is good enough to win if you have an above-average defense and one of the top offensive lines in the NFL. If the offensive line permanently falls to mediocre, you're not going to win with that, because Jared Goff is a guy that has to play on script. There is no Caleb Williams in Jared Goff's game.
Yeah, we know he ain't running around nowhere. People would like it if he could run around a little bit more, but that ain't happening. Mark, before we get out of here, I do have to ask you about the other Detroit team. They're certainly on the up and up, and that happens to be the Pistons. We saw what they did in the postseason last year. I know there should be some expectations that maybe they take another step. This is such a young group. What are your thoughts on what we can see from the Pistons this season?
You know what? I think Trajan Langdon has been the artist behind a master stroke with these guys. They're the first team in NBA history that ever tripled their win total. And whereas many in this city were clamoring for them to make a big, bold move this offseason, I think Trajan was right to say it's not the time to push all our chips in yet. Why is that, JR? Because you don't yet know what the ceiling is on so many of your young guys. Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson, Ron Holland. What's the ceiling on these guys? Shouldn't you know what you have before you press the button to make a trade for a Devin Booker or someone of that ilk? I do think with some maturity, some evolution of the games of Asar Thompson, some growth from Ron Holland, this is a team that could be looking at the second round of the playoffs this year. Remember, they were oh so close to doing that a season ago, and I think Duncan Robinson is a perfect fit.
Yeah, be going out there knocking down those threes. It's going to be fun to watch to see at least how the Lions season progresses. We got the Pistons starting in about a month, and God knows what we'll see from these Tigers. Hey, Mark, I appreciate the time and your expertise telling us about everything going on in the D. Hey, tell everybody where they could find you on the ticket, online, when they could listen here on the Infinity Sports Network. Fill them in.
I appreciate that, JR. On X or Twitter, I'm at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. I'm on tonight on 97.1 The Ticket immediately after the Tigers game, and my Infinity Sports Network show can be heard weekly, 5 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, right where you're listening to the great JR Sports Brief right now.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate you. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Great chat.
Thank you so much, JR. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. A big shout-out to Mark Ryan for joining us to talk about this historic collapse. And that's not a hyperbole. That's not an exaggeration. It has been a historic collapse by the Tigers, and they still have a chance and opportunity to go to the postseason. At least there's some positivity with the Lions and what they may do this season. And then, of course, we got the Pistons, a young team on the up and up. You know, I'd be positive about them. Championship, no, but they may be building and trending in that direction if they can continue moving in a positive way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a Thursday night football matchup that is already underway. We have the Seahawks, we have the Cardinals, and we're going to get an update. And we come back from the update. I want to continue about the NBA. ESPN just dropped a top 100 list. So we'll talk about the top 10. We ain't going through no damn 100. But before we do that, it's time for an update. What's going on in the game? What's going on in sports? Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Mark Ryan for joining us. You can catch him here on the weekends on the Infinity Sports Network. You can catch him in Detroit on 97.1 The Ticket for coming through to talk about the Detroit Tigers, their epic collapse, but then also maybe provide a little bit of hope for the Detroit fans about what we might see from the Lions as well as the Pistons this upcoming season. If you want to give me a holler, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hey, we just talked about the Thursday night football matchup that is underway. The Cardinals are on the board. They've kicked a field goal. The Arizona Cardinals lead the Seattle Seahawks 3-0. It's about 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. You got Seattle. They got their hands on the ball. They are trying to put up some points as well. As Sam Darnold is trying to avoid interceptions. God bless him, he hasn't thrown one yet. We'll keep you up to date on that game, you know, as it continues on. One of the things that Mark discussed when we got here were the Detroit Pistons, how many young players they have, led by Cade Cunningham, what they're going to be able to do, what we can expect. And it's nuts to think we're going to blink and the NBA season is going to be underway in about a month's time. And so ESPN has already taken the time, especially now that we've had some of these media days for these NBA teams, to give us a top 100 list. NBA rankings, the best players in the NBA. Pretty cool. I'll just give you the top 10. This ain't my top 6 list, so ain't nothing fancy. Number 10 is Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. And number 9, you have Kevin Durant. And number 8, you have LeBron James. Yeah, still LeBron James. LeBron James is about to be, what, 42 years old? Botch, I'm wrong about that, right? That can't be the case, right?
He's got to be a robot. Wait.
He's going to be 42 in December? Am I bugging?
It's very close to it. Let me double check.
No, I'm 41. Okay. He'll be 40. Still, he's going to be 41 in December? What are we doing?
He's racking in a lot of money still. So I don't blame him.
He's going to be 41. You're not supposed to play like it. You know, I guess the benefit for LeBron James is the era that he plays in. It is less physical. He can get up and down the court. He doesn't have to be beat up by Dennis Rodman or Karl Malone or the Davis twins or Charles Oakley. So good for him on that one. And he's taking excellent care of himself. LeBron James is number 8 here. Steph Curry, ranked at number 7 still. He's ranked 7th best player in the NBA. Crazy. Anthony Edwards is at 6. Victor Wembanyama is at 5. I know he's going to be coming off of that blood clot. I mean, wow, okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo at 4. And number 3, you have Luka Doncic, who's all of a sudden lost a lot of weight. You have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at number 2. And to the shock of absolutely nobody, you got Nikola Jokic ranked as the best overall player in the world, in the NBA, by ESPN. So no surprises there. a little odd to see Victor Wembanyama this high. You might expect him to continue to kind of rise up from what he did last year if he's healthy, coming off of that blood clot in his arm. I'm surprised to see Steph Curry here at number 7. I mean, wow, these are some old guys here. He's going to be 38 in March. I mean, between him and LeBron, do you want them playing more than 60 games? It's quite peculiar. I guess let's talk about Nikola Jokic. He's still number 1 on this NBA rankings list. This is the man who was drafted during a Taco Bell ad. This is what he had to say to ESPN a while ago about being ignored. What could you expect? Nobody knew who he was.
You were the 41st pick in the draft. A Taco Bell commercial was running when your pick was announced. What do you think of that now?
They believe in the fat boy. And it seems like it worked out. Yeah, don't bet against the fat boy.
Yeah, hey, don't bet against the fat boy. And he was fat. He'll tell you. Everybody will tell you. This guy came into the NBA drinking liters of Pepsi. And now his conditioning, he plays. He plays all the damn time. So shout-outs to Nikola Jokic. Can't wait to see what these Nuggets do this year. Sent Michael Porter Jr. out to the Brooklyn Nets. Michael Porter Jr. is now all of a sudden a podcast star. You would hope that one day maybe he shuts the hell up. And we'll see. Botch, are you a fan of that? They sent Johnson out there, Cam. He's gone. You like that?
I would love it if Michael Porter just kept his mouth quiet.
Oh,
but
boy.
It seems that every 3 days now, there's a different headline, whether he's paying $250 for an Uber each day. He's paying rent for his ex-girlfriend. It's just way too much. I like the trade. You got a first-round pick. Got a potential asset you can move in the future, but the PR for the Nets, I didn't think it'd get much worse, and it is.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see him hitting the New York City streets sooner than later. We got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, number 2 on this list. And we know that he just came off of a championship with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder aren't going anywhere. If anything, it's kind of scary. They can actually improve. Now, here's the crazy thing. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has now entered into that space of being a bad guy. Like, he's going to get booed in every arena. People can't stand how he plays online. He's going to the free throw line, and he's over here looking and hunting for fouls, and people don't appreciate it, even though there's an art to it. I'm not going to tell you that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is out here flopping, but if you know how to sell the call and the referees are going to blow the whistle, why not take the points? It would be stupid not to go out there and do so. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he addressed that, knowing that he's a champion, he's an MVP, he's a finals MVP. He's now the bad guy. This is what he had to say.
It's super fun. It's more fun than like... more fun, but it's like... It's pretty up there with like being at home. It's the whole building's against you, chanting whatever they're chanting, screaming whatever they're screaming. And it's your job to go out there and play basketball and kind of shut them up. So yeah, it's definitely fun. It definitely adds more to the game. Yeah, I enjoy it for sure.
Who doesn't like being a bad guy? Good guys finish last. It pays to be the bad guy. Come on, man. Trae Young is not in the top 10. But come on, we got a guy like Trae Young. Goes into Madison Square Garden. They're screaming, F you, Trae Young. And the guy's out there, well, it just happened one time. But he's out there beating the New York Knicks. You got to appreciate somebody that is not shaken. You got to appreciate someone who is not just going to wilt under pressure. Now, Trae Young looked at as the 29th best player in the NBA, even though his offensive game would lead you to think that he's one of the best. He plays no defense. He's always not necessarily efficient. Sorry about that. And then you got, Luka. Luka's lost a lot of weight. He's skinny Luka now. Is that going to help him with the Los Angeles Lakers? You certainly hope so. But take a listen to Luka talk about why he lost the damn weight.
Yeah, I would just say, it was like a fresh start for me. Obviously, I was on my way on doing it, but it was just kind of fresh start. Had a little more time, to get my mind off basketball, just doing other things. So I would just say, like, a fresh start for me.
Oh, that's sweet. Maybe people will give Luka Doncic a little bit of a break. Playing with LeBron James, you better get the most out of that. I don't know if the Los Angeles Lakers have enough depth. We're going to find out soon enough. We'll find out. Hey, something going on right now. Hey, just a couple of minutes ago, the Seattle Seahawks, they get on the board as well. Sam Darnold throws a touchdown pass to Barner, 16 yards. Seattle, they now lead in this game 7-3. You got the Cardinals trying to take the lead again. Kyler Murray's already thrown an interception. Let's see if he can get a touchdown on the board as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Of course, when we come back in the next hour, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Sean Alexander, he's trying to make history by populating the earth. We'll talk about some more baseball, get into some NFL. We got a lot to discuss. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.